the past. Hugh, are you here this morning, Hugh? There you sit, like flying that stick by the seat of your pants. You just get the feel of it. This is what makes a good automobile driver. Any of you see Winning? This Indianapolis 500 deal with the, I forgot the boy. Anyway, it's a movie I'm talking about, Winning. Did any of you see it? Pardon? Paul Newman. He talks about this very same spiritual principle, driving by the seat of the pants. That's what meekness is, when you learn to live by the seat of your pants. do you catch it? Well, Elijah, as he started to move in to pray, he heard the whisper, stop. And he stopped. What is it, God? You approach her with caution. Find out what she's doing. So, all right, Lord. What are you doing, lady? I'm picking up sticks. I'm going in and build a fire. I've got just enough meal for one little hoe cake. And I'm going to share it with my son, and we're going to die. All right, Lord, anything else? Tell her to feed you first. God, that can't be you. Lord, I'm your prophet. Lord, I'm the old boy you feed with ravens. Remember? Now, you see, I can trust you for a miracle. I can trust you to deliver the goods, Suri. But God, I'm not about to ask a starving widow to feed me. What kind of God is that? I'm the God of the universe, Elijah. Now you buckle down. Do you believe me or don't you? You know, really get into these stories when you read them. It wasn't all just, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Boy, if you don't get some arguments, I doubt that God has ever dealt with you if you haven't argued with God. God will put you on the spot. God will put you in a bind where it looks like sometimes he doesn't know what he's doing. And if you haven't just been able to look at the Lord and say, Lord, are you sure you know what you're doing? You wait. You'll get in that place. And Elijah was there. So he heard the Lord say, go ahead now. All right. So he said, sister, pardon me for being so bold, but if you'll feed me first, God said, your meal will never give out and your lard will never be, run dry. Boy, she looked at him. She said, what kind of God do you worship? A strong, strapping buck of a man like you, coming around here expecting a starving widow with an orphan boy to feed you. Get away from here, you sorry preacher. You know, these preachers that don't want to do anything but preach for a living. After all, somebody's got to work. Boy, I shook hands with a lady once. You know, she was out in the oil fields. She knew what hard work was. And I was introduced to her. And I reached out to shake her hand. She took my hand and turned from it and did it like this. What kind of man are you? You don't have a callus on your hand. Boy, that's rejection. But I appreciated it after I got over it. And so here was this woman saying that to Elijah. And then Elijah said, sister, it's not just you and me, not just the two of us who are involved. You've got a faith problem like me. Now, do you believe God or don't you? All right, I'll trust God. And she fed Elijah first. You see, if you're really hungry, expect God to feed that hunger. But expect him to do it through anyone, through everyone. And not only feeding you through those whom that you think are right. Let me check. The Lord pulled so many surprises on me. One day I went to this home. I was holding a meeting in the church. And went to this home for dinner. It was a pair. The wife had invited me, not the husband. He had objected to it rather strenuously by taking on some good heavy drinks before I got there. And these were United Methodist. Not Episcopalian. 16. And even while we were at the dinner table, he excused himself and took some drinks. I thought to myself, this old boy that'll embarrass his wife this way, he needs to be horsewhipped. And if he messes with me, I'll do it. You know, that's the way I was feeling. But then I began to, you know, get in my heart, Lord, somehow get through to him. I know you brought me here. And so after the dinner, we were in the living room. And I was, you know, trying to listen and feel things out. And just before we got ready to go to church, the idea came. Why don't we all just stand and join hands and pray together? And we get in a circle that nobody else would be embarrassed, you know, we'd all pray together. So I got us all in a circle and I listened. And I heard a voice saying, go over and kneel in front of this man and ask him to lay hands on him. I said, Lord, he's about drunk now. That can't be you. You get over there and let him lay hands. All right, Lord, I know you want to show him how humble I am. And so I went over and knelt. And I said, mister, lay your hands on my head and pray for me. And he looked at me and said, preacher, you're crazy. I said, oh, I may be, but I need your prayers. And by this time, I really knew I needed his prayers. And I reached up and took his hand and laid him on me. I don't remember the exact words he said. It was just something like, God help this preacher, or have mercy on him, or something of that nature. But I know how I felt. As this man prayed for me, there was a tremendous release of power. Just the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Not only was I blessed, in the moment he was sobered, took his hat and came to church, and had a great conversion experience that week. Amazing how God can minister. But not only can he minister to us through anyone, he can minister to anyone through us. Do you know God can use you? One of the greatest blocks in the world is spiritual intimidation. When you think somehow that you're not in position for God to use you. God's uses of you doesn't depend on your great wisdom. It doesn't depend on your great strength. Because God will use you according to his power. God has always somehow seemed to prefer the nobodies in order to make out of them the somebodies. And God will satisfy your needs quite often by using you to flow through, to express himself through. And this is something we all need. We need it here in this camp. We need to know that we are ministers in the power of the Spirit, and that we can pray one for another, and that we can be used as instruments through which the Holy Spirit can flow. And as we give ourselves as members together, we'll discover Jesus in the midst of us, satisfying our thirst. This is a simple message, but it's needed so badly. You're made for him. There's a God-shaped void in the heart of every man who hasn't yet met him. Nobody can fill that place but the Lord himself. He comes to those who hunger and thirst. He comes to those who really expect him. He comes to those who will be open to be his channel. Now, just now, we're going to give ourselves to be channels of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be expressed in a rather beautiful and dramatic way, but don't let the methods and the drama hide the real experience. We're going to have, just now, what we call a prayer broadcast. This isn't just a pretty little service that CFO brings up. This is a spiritual principle saying that we are instruments of God, and that actually we can be used as transmitters for the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to give ourselves as transmitters of the resurrected power of Jesus for different areas over the world. And as we do so, let Jesus meet your own need as you give yourself for him to meet the need of others through you. Alex Kraft is going to come now and guide us in this ministry.
That's the end of the message.